Welcome back to another deep dive. Today, well, we're getting into something I think many of us find frustrating. Training. Specifically, training that just doesn't seem to land. We're going to look at some really interesting insights that challenge why we think people dislike training, especially in a place like retail.
Yeah, it's a great source for this.
Our mission here is really to pull out the key lessons about what makes learning stick, you know, especially for people who learn best by doing, seeing, interacting.
Those hands-on learners.
Exactly. So if you've ever felt just buried in information or sat through training that felt, well, boring and pointless, this one's definitely for you. We'll look at why so much training falls flat and what actually works.
Let's do it.
Okay, so let's unpack this first bit. There's this common idea, right, that people, maybe especially in retail, just fundamentally hate training. Like, it's a chore.
Yeah, that's the default assumption, a necessary evil.
But what this source suggests is maybe it's not the idea of learning they hate. Maybe it's how we're trying to teach them. The delivery.
That's the core of it. There's this huge mismatch. I mean, yeah. Think about retail. It's all about energy, people, visuals, right?
Sure.
It's hands-on.
Totally.
People don't generally go into retail because they dream of sitting alone in a back room reading a 47-page PDF or clicking next on some online module until, you know, their soul quietly leaves their body.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not aligned with why they're there or how they operate best.
The source uses this phrase, the cruelty of misaligned training. And it really paints a picture.
It does.
Like, imagine hiring someone who's just naturally brilliant with people. You know, they can sell three pairs of jeans before you can even say distressed denim. They've got that energy, that connection.
The perfect hire for the floor.
Exactly. And then the first thing you do is make them sit for hours reading about abstract customer engagement behaviors.
Oh.
It's like hiring an amazing DJ and then saying, great, your job is actually filing taxes.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. That's a perfect analogy. You're completely fighting their natural strengths. You put them in the wrong environment. You force the wrong method on them.
And you get the wrong result. Frustration instead of skill.
Precisely. And this points to that fundamental flaw in so many passive training methods. Handing over thick binders, emailing massive documents.
Yeah.
Well, it's just not effective. The information tends to go, you know, in one eye and out the other.
Right. No sticking power.
Very little. Retention is just really low when it's not interactive.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really process information passively, especially when it's out of context like that. We need to connect it, do something with it.
So thinking about what those retail associates actually want,
yeah.
What helps them?
Well, they want to see it, right? See how the display should look.
Okay.
Watch someone else actually do the new product introduction.
Yeah.
They don't just want bullet points.
They want to practice those customer conversations too, I bet. Not just answer true-false questions in a quiet room somewhere.
Yeah. Exactly. Learn by doing, by seeing, by interacting. It's how we're built, but it's especially true in that kind of dynamic job.
So, okay, if the old ways are so mismatched, what's the alternative? This is where it gets really interesting, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The source talks about mobile-first training platforms and not just like putting the old PDF on a phone.
No, definitely not. It's a totally different philosophy.
It's about changing the approach to fit how these folks actually work and learn, integrating it into their day, not pulling them away.
Yeah, if you connect this to the bigger picture, it's about making training seamless, part of the workflow.
How does that actually work then?
Well, it becomes interactive. Bite-sized,
yeah,
really visual, and crucially usable right there in the moment.
Okay.
So, you know, an associate has 5 minutes between helping customers.
Yeah.
Perfect time to watch a super quick video on a new feature, maybe do a quick knowledge check question, or even just scroll through an update on visual merchandising, like looking at photos.
Ah, so no dragging them off the floor, no scheduling separate training blocks necessarily.
Exactly. No binders, no backroom exile, none of that glazed over look. It's just there when they need it. In a format that works. Fluid.
And I guess the other piece is how familiar that feels, using a phone.
Totally. That's a huge factor. They're already on their phones all day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Swiping, tapping, watching short videos, sharing stuff.
We all are.
Exactly. So when the training works the same way, uses those same intuitive actions, it doesn't feel like this alien, horrible homework task.
It's just another app, almost. Another way to use the device they already have.
Yeah, it feels like an extension of how they already live. And importantly, how they already learn informally. It just lowers that resistance barrier.
Okay, so the benefits seem pretty clear for the associate. What are they?
Well, the immediate ones are engagement just shoots up. People actually do it. And because it's active and bite-sized, retention is way better.
And managers aren't just hoping people read the manual.
All right. They're not left wondering, did anyone actually look at that email I sent last month? They can actually see what's happening.
Okay, that leads into the next bit then.
This raises an important question, yeah. What about the leaders? What's in it for them?
Right.
Well, probably the biggest advantage is that real-time visibility we just touched on. Leaders can see, like right now, who's completed what training.
Okay.
And, maybe more importantly, how well they actually understood it. You can track comprehension, not just completion.
Ah, that's a big difference.
Huge. It's the difference between saying, I think most of them know this stuff, versus knowing for a fact who's confident and ready, and maybe who needs a little extra coaching.
That's incredibly valuable for managing a team. You know where to focus your energy.
Exactly. It allows for really targeted support.
So, zooming out again, the overall impact, effective training, the kind we're talking about, it should really fuel those strengths people already have, shouldn't it?
Absolutely. That energy, the personality, the knack for connecting with people, training should amplify that, not fight it.
It should make them feel, I don't know, more confident, more capable, not just bored or frustrated.
Yes, empowered.
When associates feel supported like that, with learning that actually fits them and their job, they don't just, like, retain facts. They genuinely light up the sales floor.
They use the knowledge.
They use it. They engage customers better, more authentically. They bring the whole brand experience to life.
And that for the business.
Well, that's where you see the payoff, right?
Yeah.
Increased customer loyalty, more repeat business, and ultimately real sustainable growth. It all connects back.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you listening? The main takeaway, I think, is that the choice isn't really if you should modernize training. It feels more fundamental.
Yeah, it's about deciding what kind of workforce you want.
Right. Do you want associates who feel drained by, you know, outdated PDFs and long manuals? Or do you want people who are energized, confident, and actually equipped to do their best work?
Seems like an easy choice when you put it that way.
It does. And it really highlights how much impact the method of learning can have. Definitely. And maybe just a final thought to kind of chew on.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how often, maybe not just in retail, but in any field, maybe even our own lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How often do we force these square pegs into round holes when it comes to learning?
Mm-hmm.
How many other parts of our work or even our personal development could be, well, transformed if we just design the learning experience to truly respect how the learner naturally operates in the environment they're in?
That's a really powerful question to end on, designing for the learner, not just the lesson.
Exactly. It's about meeting people where they are.